So one of the problems really with scientific management is it only focuses on, in terms of the motivation for the employee, it only focuses on the extrinsic motivation, not the intrinsic. What I mean by that is what they can get, basically. So, you know, what their wages will be. You know, the more they make, then the more money they get paid. And it's not really known for that intrinsic, that internal motivation, which is a really important factor. You know, it's just generally known that employees are only there for wages, are far more likely to change jobs than those who actually enjoy their work. So while the scientific management method can be beneficial in kind of like assembly line settings like factories or fast food restaurants, you know, it does have its drawbacks. Creativity nowadays is like really, really important in any business, really. And the scientific management approach really de-emphasizes creativity. It just wants you just to do the job as you're told, very simple, very straightforward, very repetitive. Just strict protocols, same behaviours, day in, day out, very little variation, and just no chance really for employees to come up with new ways to solve problems or to increase efficiency. And so this rigidity really can demoralise employees if they start to feel, you know, kind of like machines.